It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy hump day, everybody. And man, it's just this time of the year, man, like hump days are just better. Some hump days are better than others, you know? And this is a special hump day because there is just something about playoff basketball. The NBA regular season is kind of blasé, and I get it. A lot of games, a lot of mileage. A lot of people are playing. The regular season versus the playoffs, it's a complete different animal. I mean, a complete different animal. You saw it last night. You had D'Lo and Alvarado. D'Lo for the Lakers and Alvarado for the Pelicans getting into it. Alvarado, by the way, played like a madman last night. Came up short. Zion looked good, had to leave. But the Lakers are triumphant. They're moving on to place the number two seed, Denver Nuggets, the defending champs. And we are talking a lot of hoops because we're going to recap a little bit about what happened last night. And let me tell you something. Last night was awesome. The first game, that was. The second game, however, was awesome because what did I tell all y'all? Oh, by the way, yes, congratulations. Told y'all to take the Lakers. Told y'all to take the Kings. 2-0 with those plays. They were wonderful. But what did I tell y'all, man? This Warriors team. You can just see it, and you saw it last night. Klay, first time held scoreless that he played over 15 minutes in his career, played at least 15 minutes in his career, couldn't hit the broad side of a barn. You can see it on Steph's face. This is a team, like the Dre stuff has been worn thin. Klay can't hit. Now, it was weird that Steve Kerr last night after the game was like, yeah, we need Klay back. I don't know why. He ain't the same Klay. Like, the dynasty, the era of the Golden State Warriors is not what it is. Steph's 36 years old. Does Steph play good? Yes, Steph can still light it up. But Dre's a little different. Klay's definitely a shell of himself. So, basically, we were just seeing an end of an era and a great dynasty that the Golden State Warriors had. But the Kings, the baby brothers, with everybody and their grandmother injured, lit the beam last night. Big brother, little brother. Little brother won. Because big brother's just gotten too damn old. It's kind of like, when you're a big brother, I'm a big brother. When I was my little brother one time, you know, like I probably pestered the hell out of him, beat the hell out of him for years. And then one day, my little brother Clint, who's a firefighter out in Germantown, I was talking a little trash. I told him to hit me. Oh, just hit me. Well, man, you know what? He hit me and laid me the bleep out. Little brother laid out the Warriors last night, and I know it's just a play-in game. But the iteration of the Warriors that we used to know is completely changed.
Dynasty over, question mark?
Dynasty, no. I already proclaimed it dead.
Wow.
I mean, last night, why do you think I like the Kings? Kings are injured. Watched ESPN bet, everybody is saying, oh, the Warriors have, look at what they've done over the last month. Again, it's the regular season. The regular season versus the playoffs is are two total different animals. It's just totally different basketball. And this Warriors team, I just don't even think they really like each other anymore. Steph feels very worn out and tired of Dre's ish. Dre is not the same guy, and again, I said this just a minute ago. Klay, not a single point.
Yeah, no, I heard you talking about that.
And by the way, over the last decade, I mean, the Warriors since 2014 till now, they got four championships. The most regular season wins, did you know that? They have the highest playoff win percentage over the last decade, the highest regular season win percentage, the most points per game over this decade stretch, the highest field goal percentage over the decade of this stretch. But guess what? That stretch is OV, bro. The Warriors' big three, man, they had 420 wins together. They had a hell of a dynasty, but I disagree with Kerr. You don't need Klay anymore. Mm. And Dre, I feel like it's just kind of worn out. Will he go somewhere and help some other team? Yes. He's still got basketball in him, and he's still owed a hell of a lot of money. But I don't think it's just fitting. I think this is where you better figure out how to build something around Steph with a quickness. I don't know. It's wild. But, man, the Kings, the baby Kings last night, and having Mike Brown, the former coach who was always on the sideline with those Golden State Warriors during those runs, helping out Steve Kerr. And then he goes down to the Kings, and now all of a sudden they put him out. And I know it's just a play-in tournament. But, again, the Warriors, to even be where they were in the play-in tournament, had to have one of the best Januaries in basketball, you know? So, yeah, this is definitely different.
I will say, last time Golden State Warriors lost in a play-in, last time they were in the play-in, they lost.
They came back the next season, won the championship.
Won the NBA title. So, look out.
There's too much tread on them tires, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Once they hit a little bit of a wet spot, they're going to hydroplane. That's it. And they hit a wet spot last night in Sacramento. The Kings now move on to face the Pelicans. The Pelicans and the Kings are going to play for the right to play the Oklahoma City Thunder.
What
brother.
An unbelievable game that Lakers-Pelicans game was. That was incredible.
I'm just going to tell you something. I love Alvarado. My man has two sprained ankles, and I know the Pelicans lost. But that little dude is scrappy as hell, is he not?
Sure is.
He will hit some big damn shots. Scrappy, got up in D'Lo's face. Like, I was loving all that I was seeing from Alvarado. I was loving seeing LeBron James and Zion go at it. And again, I was just like, you know, Charles Barkley and, you know, Kenny and Shaq, they're talking about, the young fella needs to take it to a man who's been in the league for 21 years. 21 years in the league, more tread on them tires than anybody who's ever played the game, most points in the league. LeBron James, by the way, I don't give him nearly enough credit as he does deserve because I'm an MJ guy, but he's the closest thing to MJ that's ever come out. And he's also got all the talent in the world, but he does like what MJ does. He works every single year. He improves on something. And now that he's still looks like a physical freight train, and he still can dominate most people. He couldn't out physical Zion. But yet still found a way to come out on top. And again, Zion, who lost a lot of weight and looked really good, still came up lame in the last 3 minutes. Had to leave the court in a very important, like, I mean, I don't know if you remember that. The Lakers were up big. And I thought it was a foregone conclusion. In fact, one point I saw where the Lakers were minus 1,600 on the money line.
Wow.
Early in that fourth. Pelicans come storming back, going on, what was it, an 11-2 run, burying threes. Alvarado hit that big one. I mean, Zion's dunking. They're doing all their business. And Murphy, goodness gracious, did you see that three that he almost hit the top of the ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was an amazing game. Amazing. But damn, man. Just Pelicans couldn't get it done, and it was wild. Anthony Davis, who was drafted by the Pelicans, was back in New Orleans, and now these two franchises really don't like each other. Anthony Davis don't like New Orleans. New Orleans don't like Anthony Davis. Fans don't like Anthony Davis. And him and the Lakers going into New Orleans and gutting them, I know that also had to hurt. And Ingram seeing his old team, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just with Zion going out, I just knew the Lakers were going to pull away. They did. LeBron does LeBron things. AD played great. But damn, dude, like that was a very that was a great basketball game, and that's why if you watch, if like, because there's a lot of people out there who kill me, because I do understand during football season, the NBA is like the regular season. It's kind of hard to get really excited when you got college football in the NFL. Then Christmas Day rolls around. Then the next thing you know, after the Super Bowl, you know, like, yeah, you're starting to start focusing a little bit more on the NBA, but bam, you got March Madness. So your focus kind of goes a little bit away from the NBA, and I can understand, and that's fine because the regular season and the NBA playoffs are two different animals. If the NBA regular season doesn't excite you, trust me, try the playoffs. If they don't get you pumped up, hell, the play-in tournament, we're not even at the real playoffs. This is the play-in tournament, and it is a different level of basketball. And by the way, them unders, man, that game opened up. Keep doing it. Please take this advice that I'm going to heed you. I am winning a buku amount of cash. If a game starts up and you think that the game is going to go under, wait for one of those runs because it always happens, and it happens real early. And last night it happened in the Pelicans game. The total shot up to 238 points. It was 224 to open. Do you remember how they came out in that first – they scored 40 points in the first 6 minutes of the basketball game? Do you remember that last night? That sucker shot up to 238. They couldn't keep shooting like that. And you know it's playoff basketball. They're going to play more half court, walk it up. Possessions are going to be more valued. And then the Lakers, a team who likes to get up and down. The Pelicans aren't, you know, so – like, you knew that sucker was coming down. If you like an under, wait till it does that, man. I didn't even have to sweat that bad boy. That was so easy. Now, the Kings played the Pelicans in New Orleans on Friday. On Friday. They're the late game on TNT. We still have no idea who's going to play in the 8-seed game in the East because tonight's all the action in the East, and I'm fired up. You got the Heat 76ers and the 76ers. And if you listened to TNT last night with Charles Barkley, I agreed with everything he was saying because me and you talked about this a couple weeks ago. The best teams besides the Boston Celtics, if Embiid does come back healthy, is going to be the 76ers. They're the second best team in basketball. Now they got Embiid back. Look at the New York Knicks, who Julius Randle is not going to be able to play. Giannis is banged up and not starting out the Milwaukee series. Like, you get Embiid? Dude, you're the second team. You might be playing in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics, son. From the play-in game, just like the Lakers did last year. And they're playing the Heat, and the Heat do scare me. But, man, let me tell you something. The boys in Vegas, they got this thing out at 5.5. Heat 76ers, and I absolutely love me some 76ers. Love.
John, breaking news. Uh-oh. NBA news. That's why I'm bringing it up right now.
Zion?
The NBA has banned Jontay Porter from the league for violating the league's gambling rules.
Like forever?
Like forever.
Oh, my God.
A league investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes, and betting on NBA games. Wow.
They said they had his account that he was betting in Colorado, mm-hmm. that he was betting he had bet not millions of dollars on individual games, but in 2 years he had bet over a few million dollars.
Yeah.
And he didn't bet on NBA. That was where the first reports. He was doing a lot of college football,
right,
and baseball and all kinds of and he did the NCAA tournament and things of that nature, which is not against the NBA policy.
Yeah.
But now you're saying that Michael Porter Jr. and the Denver Nuggets superstar, mm-hmm. little brother, is now banned from the league.
Yeah. Sure is. I'm trying to read the whole
this is, to me, thing. Absolutely wild. So he's getting the Pete Rose treatment.
Sure is. Well, a little different. Pete Rose was on top of the game, and Jontay Porter is
No.
Barely get a contract.
I'm talking about the punishment.
No, I know. But very different in terms of when it happened to Pete Rose, everyone was like, oh, my gosh, it's Pete Rose. This is just like, oh, Jontay Porter.
Well, to me, it's more like, damn, it's it cast a shadow over Michael Porter Jr., his brother, who is a actual stud. And by the way, really? He just got it does cast a little bit of, I mean, how close are you to your brother?
I mean, very, but I mean, if he jumps off a bridge, I'm not jumping off a bridge, you know?
True that. You know what? That's true. I smoke lettuce. My brother doesn't smoke lettuce.
Hey, he's a firefighter. You're not. I mean,
that's
He'd run into a burning building. Kobe, I wouldn't. You know?
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing that I put out. Yeah, like, yeah, okay, you're right. You're right. I shouldn't even do that. That was actually completely wrong of me. But it did make me think to myself, damn, you think him and his brother were out, like, hanging out together doing a little gambling? I mean,
that's hope it. Not.
I mean, that's, like, that's what I thought. Like, you, you oh, think geez. Something like that. But
yeah, so it looks like Jante better start living off your brother.
Big news out of the NBA. Jante, his career is over. I guess he's going to have to go over to Europe or something, isn't he?
Guess so.
To make a living.
Guess so. And he'll be able to find a spot over in Europe.
Wow, that's wild.
Unless they have the same type of gambling issues over there.
Wild, 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 wild. Well, tonight we got the Heat and the 76ers. I love the 76ers. We'll break that down a little bit later. And then you got the Hawks and the Bulls.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm so
Come
sorry.
Come on, no,
I'm
I love breaking news.
Shams is reporting, NBA announces investigation found Porter, quote, disclosed confidential information to sports bettors, limiting, yeah, I already read that quote, from January to March. Porter placed 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's account.
Oh.
Wow. So he was betting on NBA games, just using somebody else's account. Using his account for college game, college football and stuff like that, using somebody else's account. I mean, heady play, but, you know, didn't work out for him.
Damn, dude. That's, that is, you know, it's a rough morning for him.
Sure is.
You know, it's a great morning, though, for me. And it's also an interesting morning. Did you hear, by the way, we were talking about basketball again. We got more play-in games tonight. We're going to talk at 12 o'clock with Zach Boyd. We got the Heat 76ers. You got the Hawks and the Bulls at 8:30. These games are not on TNT. Tonight they're on the ESPN. So get ready for a little action. But, again, we have Wrestling with Dustin Starr at 11:30. We have Zach at 12 o'clock. But I did want to mention a little NFL note because, you know, a week from tomorrow the NFL draft is here. I talked a little bit about, like, I think this wide receiving, like, have you looked at the wide receivers that are realistically in this draft?
Oh, absolutely.
Or just also, I would say pass catchers, because I like to throw Brock Bowers in there. Like, I don't know who I like better, Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison Jr. Most people, you know, say that the floor for Marvin Harrison is higher. The ceiling for Malik Nabers is higher. Malik Nabers is not as big as Harrison. But did you see his 42-inch vertical and his 4.3 speed?
Oh, yeah.
His catch radius for a guy his size is ridiculous. And the one thing that dude does is catch balls and take it a long way. Highest yards per catch in college football, Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
You got Adunze for Washington, who was awesome.
Yeah.
Don't forget the kid down in Texas who I think Xavier Worthy, didn't he run a 4.2?
Sure did.
Like, man, speed and speed and speed. And then you have the tight end extraordinaire, Brock Bowers. There's some hella good pass catchers in this draft, but it's all about the quarterbacks.
Sure is. But I'm glad you bring up the receivers, because I was listening to something this morning and they had a quote from Rome Adunze. He was asked by a reporter, I guess, the other day, who he thought the best receiver in the draft was. And let me tell you something, John.
If he doesn't say himself, would beat him.
It makes me cringe every time I hear a reporter ask that question, because it is the worst question you can ask a player. Because what are they going to say? Oh, yeah, Marvin Harrison, by far the best receiver in this draft. No, every time they're going to say, it's me. I'm the best, and they're going to give reasons. I understand what you're trying to get out of them. It's an awful question, and I wish it would stop.
I agree with her, I have to say. It is the question about, do you deserve to be the starting quarterback next year, though? Did you see the Daniel Jones question?
That, oh, no.
I think he pooped his pants and stuff like that. Like, Daniel Jones, when he was asked if he thinks that he deserves to be the starter for the New York Giants next year, his facial expression was hilarious. If you haven't seen it, hop on your X and it'll pop up. But I wanted to mention the reason I brought up the draft is not just because, you know, the wide receiving depth is ridiculous. But everybody is talking about these quarterbacks like they're the second coming. Like, this is the greatest draft in history for the quarterbacks. I mean, Caleb Williams, I think, is very good. They said a GM said he's 99%. I'm 99% he's going to be just as effective in his rookie year as C.J. Stroud was last year. I hope that was the Bears GM, since it was an anonymous source, since they're the ones that's drafting him. But, I mean, like, damn, dude. I mean, I like Caleb Williams a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little bit weirded out, a dude who wears, you know, paints his fingernails pink and puts pink paint phones on. I mean, he's just a different breed. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. We're going to find out. Chicago's a tough town. Football players are some tough dudes. Jaden Daniels has gotten better every single year. I never figured he was going to be when he the year that he transferred to LSU. When he left, what was it, Arizona State?
Mm-hmm.
When he left Arizona State and went to LSU, I was like, you know, hey, Brian Kelly could maybe do something with this kid. Didn't know he was going to be a Heisman Trophy winner and now possibly the second pick. But the interesting thing about it is Drake May, who everybody also loves. Now everybody's loving J.J. McCarthy. Well, guess what Washington did today?
What's that?
And Michael, don't forget, Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, yeah.
They're bringing in all the quarterbacks. They have Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah,
today, like right now. They have everybody but Caleb Williams.
Wow. Well, I guess.
That's because they know the Bears are taking Caleb Williams, but they got Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Yeah.
They got Michael Penix. They got J.J. McCarthy and who else am I forgetting?
Bo Nix.
And no, I don't think I think it might have been Bo Nix.
I think those are the top quarterbacks.
Drake, Jaden, J.J.,
Penix.
That's it.
You see what they did last night?
By the way, the Bo Nix thing is, and I know I like Bo Nix. Did you know that he was 120th in all of college football last year for yards per reception?
Right? Wow.
6 yards.
Wow. How about that?
Like his actual how far he threw the ball on average across the line of scrimmage. He does a lot of throwing side to side and that's a very quarterback friendly system in Oregon. Now, he is not Justin Herbert, people. He is not 6'6", 6'5", whatever, 240 pounds, who can run and has a damn hose. Mm-hmm.
Did you see what they did last night, the Commanders?
Man, I don't know what they're going to do. I didn't see what they did.
So everyone's there today, but they were also there last night, all the quarterbacks.
Oh, I didn't know they were there last night.
Yeah, it was like 30 draft prospects, and they took them all to Topgolf, and for a casual dinner and mixer. Oh, how about that? Playing a little Topgolf.
Man, I think that's just terrible.
How would you go about Topgolf if you were a coach or a player in
situation? If I go to Topgolf, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to be there getting judged by anything because if you're there, you want to be drinking. And I don't want to be drinking with a team that I
feel
want
like
to draft
be on
me and pay me
behavior.
A lot of money. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not going to be having a whole lot of fun. And then the guys that you're playing with, you want them to draft you with a higher pick.
Sure.
And you're like, I don't like this dude.
Right.
You know, what if he's better at golf than you? Next thing you know, you're fighting
at Topgolf.
Well, and
that's the thing. Golf,
is like you're
trying. You want to show them that you're competitive, but you don't want to be overly competitive where you're like pushing other people away from you because you're so competitive. I mean, very fine line you got to walk when you're playing Topgolf on a draft visit.
Interesting. Well, we have been we're way past time. I've done terrible with time. I'll tell you about that later. We got a great Hardenwood segment today. I got some really funny stories.
Oh, John, I brought some Hardenwood stories.
You brought
today.
Some wood today?
Mm-hmm, I did. One that I'm really excited about.
We got some good wood today. We got Zach Boyd talking NBA, but on the other side, it's Dustin Starr talking a little wrestling right here on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy hump day, everybody, man. NBA playoffs. Well, the play-in tournament has started. So damn it. Though the level of basketball, it is playoff basketball. These teams are fighting for their damn lives. And it's a lot of fun. We got two games tonight. Heat and the 76ers is going to be an awesome, awesome basketball game. Like, I am fired up for some Heat 76ers. I like the 76ers. I like them a lot. Now, the Hawks and the Bulls, I don't have a feel for. I can tell you right now, I'll be playing in line. I love the in line gambling. Love it. You just see on the Warriors' face that they were done. They were ready to go on vacation and get away from each other as the Kings beat the brakes off of them. But now it's time to switch gears just a little bit because we're going to talk about some wrestling with the man himself, Dustin Starr. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, it is show week. We've got back-to-back coming up this weekend. We finished up the Grizz season. Redbirds are rocking and rolling. What more could you ask for, Johnny?
Man, let's see. How about 5 million?
5 million would be a good addition. So if you do get that, you know, just
I
cut
will
your
be
boy
calling
in a little bit.
You, man. We will be partying.
Just cut me in. Just
I got
little...
you. You're going to get your Maria new rock or something. By the way,
yeah.
Man, I do have to ask you. So you've got you're busy as all get out right now, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah, man, I feel a little bit relieved that, and don't get me wrong, I love doing the Grizzly season, but those are mandatory. I cannot miss those. I wouldn't miss one of those for the world. There's so many baseball games that it's okay if I miss a baseball game here or there. So it's still very busy, but I feel like a little bit of pressure has come off. And the reason I say that is because we do training on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then we also have other shows that are popping up all the time. And, you know, if there's a Grizz game on the same day, then I got a little bit of a problem because I can't be two places at once. But, yeah, man, it's super busy. We've got shows coming up on Friday or on Saturday and then on Sunday. And then we have a watch party Sunday night. So, man, yeah.
This is about to be right because you're going to be out of town on 420. You're going to be over at in North Little Rock, aren't you?
I can't wait. Yeah. Actually, the work that we did with the Memphis Redbirds last year, the Arkansas Travelers saw it. You know, another minor league baseball team out in North Little Rock. We'll be up there. So we've got an early setup. It's pretty cool that it's a 4:05 first pitch. And then, of course, you know, there will be a wrestling theme for the entire day, but then have post-game matches with some of our top stars that you see on our television show. So it'll be our first time in Little Rock. And I think it's super cool because Little Rock has historically been like our second highest, you know, where we sell tickets other than Memphis. It's our second top city. And Kapow Comics is out there in Sherwood. Kay Toomer, the Memphis Heritage Champion, he lives out in Little Rock, so it's kind of a homecoming for him. So, we got the game coming up on Saturday.
Man, that is going to be a lot of fun. And then you said Sunday. Who you got on Sunday?
Man, so from Dark Side of the Ring, Buff Bagwell is coming back to Memphis Wrestling. And also, Johnny, I know wrestling fans will really appreciate this, but, you know, we saw Buff's old tag team partner, Scotty Riggs, recently make a return to the ring. And also, he was on Dark Side of the Ring, and these two guys were telling old stories and just, like, in tears talking about the trials and tribulations and, you know, different struggles that they've had, but it brought them back together. So I've actually been negotiating and talking about dates and stuff with Buff's old tag partner, Scotty Riggs. So Scotty actually might be with Buff this Sunday in Memphis, and I'm, like, shocked. This is going to be so cool.
Wait a second, like just chilling in Memphis or with you at the Wrestle Center?
Well, I mean, come on now. Scotty Riggs is coming to Memphis Wrestling with Buff Daddy Bagwell, and I'm sure he's going to appear, maybe have to whoop up on somebody, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know. I was just saying maybe he was going to be in town for the World Wing Fest that's downtown or something.
Well, these guys are former tag team champions. They were called the American Males. The American Males. American Males. That's the song. But yeah, so it was like actually unheard of that Scotty Riggs was getting back in the ring, and you know, you just have to see the Dark Side of the Ring and the whole story and everything.
Have you
but
seen
these guys are
have
back
you
together.
Seen the Buff Bagwell Dark Side of the Ring?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. There's a lot of stuff on there that
I mean, like the stuff
that
with
I
his
didn't
father.
Know.
Like
I know,
like that was the craziest thing I think. Period. If you haven't seen this, this is a like the, you watch this, you won't even believe it. I mean, it is.
Yeah, he almost had to kill his dad.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's the craziest story, and I've known Buff for quite a while, and of course I was a big Buff Bagwell NWO fan growing up, so I felt like I knew, you know, all the stories and rumors and gossip and everything, but then you watch Dark Side of the Ring, it's like, whoa, wait a second, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, also though, like, you know, he had a job that I thought I wanted to have when I was growing up.
I talked to him about that.
The male escort job.
Yeah, gigolo. I said, man, I thought that was a work. Like, I thought it was fake. I thought that that was, like, part of your wrestling persona. And he's like, nah, brother, nah, I kind of fell on hard times. And I had to be a gigolo. Dude, I'm like, what?
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Buff has got a hell of a story. And, and y'all can come see him. Tell him how they can get the tickets, what's going to happen, what you got going on down there on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay, so you got to, I'm telling you, get your tickets right now. Use the code BUFF at checkout. You'll save $5. It's going to be sold out. So don't try to walk up door and get a ticket there. I'm telling you, don't wait, because if you go to the ticket map right now, you're going to see that there's not many seats left at all. So probably looking at getting a box seat, which are cool because you got like a little shelf there. But then also we have our bleacher seats. Like I said, general admission's $10. Use that code word BUFF at checkout. You'll get in for $5. It's going to be packed. Buff Bagwell is making his first appearance since his Dark Side of the Ring. That's a very, very popular television show. I know people are going to be bringing memorabilia and all that kind of stuff.
Go watch it before you go on Sunday. I mean, yeah. I want you to watch this. Watch this. It is out of control amazing. Watch it and then go watch him wrestle on Sunday. It'll be amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yeah, he recently had some surgery and all that kind of stuff, so there's some cool stories that we're going to tell with this. It's going to be really good, very interactive with the fans. 12:30 to 1:30 is the VIP meet and greet. 1:45, we ring the bell, and then we usually are out of there by like 4:15. I think Buff's going to hang around and do a live podcast there. He's got a pretty popular podcast now where he tells some of those stories from Dark Side of the Ring, but you know, the Memphis Heritage champion, Kay Toomer, will be in the house. The Gun Show is going to be there. Mackenzie Morgan, the women's champion, so much more. It's just going to be a loaded card. You're not going to want to miss it. That's this Sunday. And then, of course, we've got immediately following that, we're going to be heading out to
Dave and Buster's
and watching AEW Dynasty. And you know, that's a $60 pay-per-view all day long. So if you come out there to Dave and Buster's, you watch absolutely free. So I'll have free game cards as well. I'll have a couple of game cards out at the Wrestle Center during the show that I'm going to give away, and then we'll give away the rest of them there at Dave and Buster's. But play free games, watch free wrestling, and I don't know about you, but I'm going to have 100 ounces of beer sitting on the table. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you get your tickets at MemphisWrestling.tv. That's MemphisWrestling.tv. Go get it right there, right now. Get your tickets and have a Sunday fun day with Dustin Starr, Buff Bagwell. One quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like with all the P. Diddy stuff going on, Puff Daddy, do they still call him Buff Daddy, or did he kind of nip that?
Well, they do call him Buff Daddy, but I saw somewhere where somebody was making fun of him and called him B. Diddy.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no, we can't
Don't do that.
That.
Don't do that. That. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, by the way, that Puff Daddy stuff pretty crazy, ain't it?
Man, you know, like, I don't trust anything that the internet says, right? First and foremost, like, when the Vince McMahon stories hit, you know, the P. Diddy stories hit, I'm like, okay, I'm not saying this isn't true. I'm saying what parts of it are true.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Twitter will take something and they will just. So you actually, you know, you have to kind of just wait and say, all right, well, the news said that this happened. It the stories are so outlandish that you're like, wait, what? You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes,
especially when you go on the Twitter, because they make up a lot of stuff on Twitter anyway. And I'm not talking about like in this particular subject, but you know, I see stuff all the time where this is incorrect, you know, where they're fact checking all this stuff. But man, this P. Diddy stuff is unreal. Like, did this guy skip town and go out somewhere? Like, where is he? Where did he run off to? Why can't we get him? You know,
it's just absolutely wild. But it's going to be wild in Arkansas on Saturday in North Little Rock at the Travelers. It's wrestling night with the Arkansas Travelers. Head on over. If you're in Little Rock, go check out that. And then don't forget,
man,
make sure Sunday that you are going to be having a hell of a lot of fun, because the Wrestle Center Buff Daddy is in the house. Then you have Dynasty, but you have to help me out. I don't know what AEW Dynasty is. What are we talking about? What's going on at Dave and Buster's, and what are you going to be watching?
It's a new pay-per-view. So this is the, you know, AEW is relatively new. There's about 3 years old or whatever.
Oh, I know,
you
know what
WWE.
AEW is. I know that is. I just don't know what Dynasty is.
Well, just like WWE has SummerSlam and WrestleMania and Royal Rumble and all these things, Dynasty is another pay-per-view name that they just came up with. So it's the first one that they've had. They're expanding their pay-per-views a little bit. I think they were doing 3 or 4 a year. They've increased that. So this is one that's brand new and They've got some new stars that have just signed with the company that are going to be competing on this. So the cards actually, you know, all the AEW cards are actually loaded. Their roster is so good. But it's just a new pay-per-view. It's the first time that this one's ever happened, and they've got some marquee matches. Like, we might see Swerve Strickland win his first world title over Samoa Joe, which would be, like, historic, because that would mean that AEW has their first African-American world champion. Swerve Strickland wins his first ever world title, which is huge. He left WWE in the NXT and went over to AEW, bet on himself, and now here he is working on. He actually signed the contract a couple of weeks ago on TV in his own blood, which was a pretty interesting scene. You know, he put the pen up to his face and, signed the contract in blood. So he means business. So,
dang.
Good time.
Now, all right, so who are some of the stars that we're going to see at Dynasty?
Dynasty, Samoa Joe's the world champion. Also, you've got the Young Bucks going against FTR for the World Tag Team titles. Lots of controversy with that, because last week on AEW, they actually aired footage of CM Punk beating up one of their wrestlers in the locker room, which was crazy, and then it involved FTR and the Young Bucks and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of drama with AEW and involving that tag team match. Who else is wrestling? I think Hook is on the show. I don't have the card in front of me, but it's going to be a good one. And I do expect that Swerve Strickland will more than likely win the world title. You know, and anytime you have the title change hands, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal, man. That is a big deal, man. All right, man. So we got all kinds of wrestling going on. So we're Dave and Buster's on Sunday night in the afternoon. We're down at the Wrestle Center. Speaking of the Wrestle Center, though, by the way, we haven't mentioned this in a while. Like, if you want to get into wrestling, you got to tell the people how they can actually learn how to become one of these superstars.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, man. For the last 3 weeks, we've had three new trainees. It's very easy. They go to WrestleCenter901.com. It has all the schedule. We train twice a week, so Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 8. You can actually register right there on the website, WrestleCenter901.com. I had somebody the other day that sent their deposit. I had no idea who it was. Sight unseen. They had seen enough. They watched the show. They went to the website. They're like, I'm in. I had to follow up with these folks and say, hey, what is your name? How old are you? You know, where do you live? You know, just to get all the basic information. And I said, all right, I'll see you on Wednesday. And her name is Star, and she's 25 years old, brand new trainee at the Wrestle Center, been through a couple of sessions already, and she's loving it. And so, you know, three new trainees in the last 3 weeks. I don't know if it has something to do with WrestleMania or maybe getting better.
The weather, everything.
Tax season, whatever the case may be. Yeah, we're enrolling right now, and there's a lot of opportunity. You know, some of the trainees I'm telling now, like, hey, we're going to the Arkansas Travelers Game. You guys are going to be wrestling that at some point. So keep in mind, all these events that we're doing, eventually it will be you in the ring. It'll be the people watching you perform, and they just get fired up about it. Especially if you go to the Wrestle Center one time, and I like to say, even if you're not a wrestling fan, and you just see these people going crazy, you're like, wow, this is fun. I might not be a wrestling fan, but this is a lot of fun. These people are going nuts.
Man, it is a lot of fun. Buff Daddy's going to be in the house this Sunday. Man, Dustin, thank you so much for all your time, as always. I hope you have a wonderful hump day. And I know you're going to be busy, so get some rest on Monday.
Yeah, we got some baseball coming up. I think next week is the next homestand. I'm going to be doing a lot of those too, Johnny, so make sure you let me know when you're out there.
Oh, you know I will. You know
I'll be doing a lot of those games.
I'll bring Mitch with me again, and I'm sure he'll beat me with whatever little silly competition y'all put in, because he always
we'll get
beats
something.
Me. Hey, man, take care, Dustin.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you, guys.
That is Dustin Starr. Follow him on Twitter at Dustin Starr with two R's. Go to the Wrestle Center. You can get the tickets. It's very, very simple. All you have to do is go to MemphisWrestling.tv.
John, I have another Jontay Porter update.
Jontay Porter! If you don't know who that is former Raptor.
Uh-huh.
Former Grizzly.
Uh-huh.
Former basketball player and still brother of Michael Porter Jr. of the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, unless he just, like, disowns him tonight after his game. Oh, wouldn't that be something? Because you know it's going to be asked. You know, after the game tonight, whether or whenever the game is.
Not till next
Saturday.
Week.
Saturday, right. But they'll do a press conference before then, right? So it'll be in the next couple of days. I'm sure the media will talk to him. First question. is about his brother. What if he just disowns him? I don't know that guy. He's not my brother anymore.
Man, what are you talking about? That's my mom and dad's kid. That ain't my brother.
Then he'd be former. He'd be former brother of John Tate or of Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, and what was the update? I already forgot.
Because I didn't tell you the update. Oh, okay. I just told you I had an update. Part of the findings found that Jontay Porter bet parlays, multi-game NBA parlays, on his associate's account. That included the Raptors losing while he was a part of the Raptors.
Damn.
So he was betting against his own team. How about that?
I mean, it's a smart bet if you can influence the game, but when you get caught...
Because that's the thing. That's the thing everyone.
Do the crime, pay the time.
That's right. That's the thing everyone says about Pete Rose is like he was betting on his teams to win. So it's like he had so much.
Do you actually
confidence.
Believe that?
I don't know. But that's what people say.
I don't. We don't have any electronic records because this was before we had electronics and dude was just calling a bookie and they weren't tapping phones.
Say.
Like, no, that's what he said.
Sure. That's what
Do
he said.
Do you trust a consummate liar? They say that. You
Take
know, like,
Manfred's word.
Oh, okay.
On the other side, though, we know Jonte bet against this team. That's way worse.
We know that Jonte did bet against the team because there are records.
Crazy.
That is – that's what everybody was worried about. Who's going to be the first idiot to bet against his own team?
Jonte Porter. Come on down.
Jonte Porter. Man, I wish I could remember who it was that said this, though. There was one other thing I wanted – they were talking about Pete Rose, and it was – one of the real big baseball guys. And it wasn't like Tim Kurchin, but it was like, you know, one of the big guys up there. And he's like, look, I've had to deal with Pete Rose on probably 30 separate occasions. I can honestly say he's the worst human being I've ever met in my entire life. Most self-absorbed, delusional, arrogant, disgusting human being. And I was like, damn. But then he did close, even though he's such a disgusting, despicable human being. When he dies, I still think he should be then put into the Hall of Fame.
Look at him. Hey,
he
not?
Is the hits king.
Sure, he is.
He is the hits king. Hey, tell the history. You know, we still talk about it.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout. Don't forget, we got Hardwood for It Feels So Good. We got Zach Boyd coming in to break down the NBA playoff games tonight. Don't touch that. I'll Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy hump day, baby. Yeah. By the way, a little sidebar. I had a weird day today.
It's only not even noon yet.
I know. But
it's already been a weird day.
It's been a extremely weird day.
Not even just a weird morning.
So somehow I got up this morning, and I don't ever wake up on my own to go to go do my yoga. Because I take sleeping pills because I can't ever go to sleep. So I took a sleeping pill last night. And then I go to sleep and then my little alarm goes off. And then I wake up this morning, though, and I'm like, I wake up by myself and I look over and it's still like 6:30 in the morning. And I'm like, how the hell, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, damn, I woke up by myself. I'm like a big boy. Damn, am I going to have to up my sleeping pills? That sucks. So then I get up, do my normal stuff. All the clocks that are in my house or saying the same time. Now, I don't look at my phone. I know a lot of people think that's weird. I just don't ever look at my phone. I don't even look at it very often. Dacus can explain this to you.
Yeah.
I use it the most when I'm actually here for these 2 hours. I love to put it in a drawer and disappear. I miss the days where you could leave the house and nobody could call you and bother you because you're actually talking to other people. But anyway, I went to yoga. Class was different. Didn't think anything of it. I, you know, just different teacher, lady doing class. You know what I'm saying? I leave. I decide, you know, I'm going to go across the street to Crunch real quick, hop in the sauna, kind of get some of these toxins out of me. I head over there to do that. I'm glad when I got in my car that I did have my phone in there because I got like 10 missed calls from Chas. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, call her back. I'm like, what's up, babe? She's like, where the hell are you? I go, what do you mean? I'm just leaving the gym. She goes, do you know it's 10:30?
Oh, geez.
I thought it was 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you're watching on, you can't see my pants, but I got my workout clothes on the bottom
half. You came
ass.
Straight here.
Came straight here wow. from that joint. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, that's a weird, you know what I'm saying? That's
that
kind
is
of
very
like,
weird morning.
That's kind of weird. But you know what else is kind of weird?
What's that?
So I announced yesterday that Mugshot's grand opening.
That's right.
Is on April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
But guess where I was yesterday?
Where?
I was at Mugshot's.
Really?
I was eating, drinking, having a good time. They got 45 TVs at the new Mugshot's at 656 West Poplar. And yes, the grand opening, the ribbon cutting, the real deal Holyfield is on April 25th. But guess what? They had a soft opening on Saturday and Sunday, and they opened up the doors on Tuesday, and you can go there right now and have an amazing burger. I got the Big Kahuna Burger. They got over 19 specialty burgers. They got some amazing burgers. You can build your own burger. The Big Kahuna Burger, you've seen Pulp Fiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know when my man Samuel L. Jackson is like talking all that trash to those kids. And he's like, you know, like they didn't pay him and he blasts them. You know what I'm talking?
Yeah.
And he's like, that must be a tasted burger. What is it? A Big Kahuna Burger. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Great scene in a movie. If you haven't seen Pulp Fiction, where the hell have you been? But I got their Big Kahuna Burger, teriyaki sauce, hickory smoked bacon, grilled pineapple slices, lettuce and tomato. And it was fire. And that's what the Big Kahuna Burger was in that movie. They also, of course, everybody loves the breakfast burger. Bacon, fresh fried egg, melted American cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. Oh, they got a mac and cheese burger, Texas burger, a guacamole burger's out of control. Hickory smoked bacon, Swiss cheese, fried onion strings, guacamole, lettuce and tomato. Their sandwiches, their pastas, their mini mugs. Check out Mugshot's. And again, 45 televisions. There's not a place that you can stand where you can't see a couple beautiful brand new TVs. Like when the games are on, that's where you need to be. Plus, they have the best happy hour around. You can get half price monster draft beers of Yingling, Michelob Ultra, Coors Light, Bud Light. How you like me now? That's right. And then they have $3 starters. You can get their Mugshot's queso dip. You can get their Davis dill pickles or sliced dill pickles, hand-battered and deep-fried. They got a little comeback sauce with them. Their blankin' shrooms. They got fried mushrooms, $3. Their Kate's Kickin' Chicken, $3. 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. When my show's over, why don't you head on over to Mugshot's? It's the old O'Charlie's out in Collierville. Check them out. They're always having a good time. Now, we're going to take a quick time out because on the other side, we got Zach Boyd. And guess what we're going to be doing? We're breaking down the NBA. We'll talk about what we saw last night. We're going to break down what we think is going to happen tonight. We'll talk about the Grizzlies, what they're going to do in the offseason. And what'd you think about Ryan Silverfield, man? There's some stuff going on with this Tiger team this year. Should be pretty awesome. In fact, I expect it to be, not going out on a limb here, a much better football season than it was a basketball season. Don't you dare touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.